The solar-powered AFTRAC tractor aims to help Malawi's smallholder farmers break through the hard top layer of their soil. Agriculture experts say crops struggle to grow in the packed earth. Isaac Munju Chavula is the country director for the farming charity Tiani.
Over decades, what has happened with our soils is there is a compacted layer. So compact that even the penetration of roots is challenged. Even infiltration of rainwater is challenged. So because of that, yields have been declining.
Deep bed farming is an agricultural practice the charity Tiani is championing in Malawi. It involves deep tillage to break down the hard pan soil. Chavula says AFTRAC is a collaboration with Loughborough University in England and that it is the first for smallholder farmers in rural Africa who have long struggled to break the hard layer of soil with a handheld hoe.
So you drive it, you are walking behind it, and by pulling, you can make, you know, you can dig a canal, and that is quite unique because we don't have such tractors around here. And those who have traveled in Africa, they say, not even in Africa, we don't have.
Preliminary testing suggests the need for adjustments to improve the tractor's capability. Tokozani Kampata is the AFTRAC project manager in Malawi.
So when we're trying it, we see that sometimes maybe it goes off, sometimes it's okay, but also it can do the job very well. Even if it does the job very well, but it's not really breaking the way we want, like the way we do debate farming.
The adjustment, she says, would include increasing the number of chains to till the land. Despite some preliminary shortfalls, AFTRAC won the $1 million Milken Motsepe Green Energy Prize in May. The tractor comes with a solar panel for charging its batteries. Users can plug into the solar array to power their homes, which farmers in the Emzam village like Elizabeth Gondwin appreciate. She says some people from neighboring villages admire them, saying their village has received a blessing from God. Gunwin says they now have solar electricity they use for lighting and connecting to TV screens the whole day and the whole night. Government agriculture field officers believe the project would help Malawi's farmers increase crop yields once adopted. Joseph Chawinga is an extension worker in the Malawi Ministry of Agriculture.
It will be high income for the farmers as compared to using our local method, that is using a hoe. So as compared to a tractor, and they'll be able to cultivate a very big land.
However, Tiani says the project would encourage farmers to form cooperatives to share the benefits of the AFTRAC project and their deep bed farming method. For Lamech Masina in Nzimba District, Malawi, Steve Miller, VOA News.
Over decades, what has happened with our soils is there is a compacted layer. So compact that even the penetration of roots is challenged. Even infiltration of rainwater is challenged. So because of that, yields have been declining. So you drive it, you are walking behind it, and by pulling, you can make, you know, you can dig a canal, and that is quite unique because we don't have such tractors around here. And those who have traveled in Africa, they say, not even in Africa, we don't have.
So when we're trying it, we see that sometimes maybe it goes off, sometimes it's okay, but also it can do the job very well. Even if it does the job very well, but it's not really breaking the way we want, like the way we do debate farming.
Yes, I'm going to jump home with a money too. Yeah, you don't become. If you come again, the whole day, the whole night.
It will be high income for the farmers as compared to using our local method, that is using a hoe. So as compared to a tractor, then they'll be able to cultivate a very big land.